Friends, today's gospel reading offers us one of the most profound questions we hear in Scripture. Jesus asking his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" This is a question that all followers of Jesus have answered at some point in their lives, not just once, but at various times. Who do we say Jesus is? That answer affects what we believe and how we live. For example, if we believe that Jesus is just a divine scorekeeper, keeping track of our good deeds and sins, then we will live our lives with doubt, apprehension, and fear, hoping that in the end the good will prevail, instead of living out the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. If, on the other hand, we go about our lives believing that Jesus is all-loving and caring, just waiting to welcome us into heaven, then we may go about our lives not focusing on doing God's will and avoiding sin. What we believe about Jesus also affects our prayer life. If we believe that Jesus is distant and simply watching events unfold in our lives with little participation or influence, then we won't seek to spend time asking our Lord to help us with the challenges we encounter, or giving him thanks for the grace and blessing of his companionship. Needless to say, there are other aspects of our lives that are affected by what we believe about Jesus. Believing who Jesus is was also on the minds of those early disciples as they found themselves in the region of Caesarea Philippi, passing by the caves of pagan idolatry and belief that the gates of Hades resided. So it is here at a place that is demonstrably contrary to Jesus' mission and identity that our Lord sits the disciples down and initiates a conversation with them, since he knew what they thought of him would affect how they would live their lives going forward. Their theology, their understanding of Jesus, mattered. It mattered then, and it matters now. He first asked them an easy question: who do the people say I am? Well, some say John the Baptist, they answered. Others Elijah. Still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. It is a pretty easy question, because they are just sharing what they hear rather than what they believe. Then Jesus asked his disciples the harder question, the more important question: who do you say that I am? This is a moment where a decision had to be made, not some consensus on what other people thought. Jesus was offering them the opportunity to say what they believed. Our Lord sought to draw out of his disciples the truth of his life. They had heard his words, seen his actions, and they had expressed their willingness to follow him. But now Jesus was asking of them to go further and deeper to get to the heart of the matter. Though all are asked a question, only one responds: you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. From that divinely inspired profession of faith, Jesus turns to Simon, son of Jonah, and calls him Peter, the rock, in which Jesus will build his church, giving him the keys to heaven and the authority to bind and loose. There is a lot to take away from this passage. After all, this is the same person we heard about two Sundays ago trying and failing to walk on water, as Jesus said to him, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And we hear how Peter, in next week's gospel, challenges Jesus and will deny Jesus three times, and when Jesus needed him the most, is not at the foot of the cross. So why did Jesus choose Peter to be the rock? Despite his faults, Peter was a man of great faith. He was the only one who was not afraid to step out of the boat and even attempt to walk on water, the one eager to build tents during the transfiguration, a man of action that runs to the tomb, proclaims the gospel despite being flogged and imprisoned, and willingly travels to Rome where he would stretch out his hands and someone else will dress him and lead him where he did not want to go, in accordance with God's will. Peter's confession, however, did not mean that he fully comprehended the impact and meaning of what he said. His understanding of, relationship with, and response to Jesus continued to grow and develop throughout his life. Peter's discipleship was not perfect or complete, rather, it grew. From the cornerstone that the builders had rejected, Jesus chose the first living stone which the church was to be built, and continues to grow with all of us. In part, Jesus chose Peter because he is someone who embodies the strength and weakness of all of us, something that Pope Francis wrote about while reflecting upon the three meanings of the ancient Greek word for rock, Petra, and how Peter points a way to Christ in our generosity and weakness. In Peter, we find the strength of the rock, the reliability of the stone, and the littleness of a simple pebble. He is not Superman. He is a person like us who says yes generously to Jesus in his imperfection. Through Peter, God reveals that it is he who makes us strong with his grace, unites us with his love, and forgives us with his mercy. Friends, the question for us each day is, who do we say that Jesus is? Is he just a figure from the Bible, a reference in the Catechism, or is he the Christ, the Son of the living God? Is he the one we recognize as our Savior and our hope? Jesus is the one who opened his arms for us and gave us everything, and who left us not only his church in the hands of Peter, but also his very essence in bread and wine to take into our own hands and into our hearts. But still, he wants to know, who do you say that I am? He asked us this again and again. And whether we realize it or not, we are always answering it. Every choice that we make, to love or to hate, to give or withhold, is a response to that question, who do we say that Jesus is? That answer affects what we believe and how we live. This morning, consider that and listen for the question. Hear the voice that spoke to that fisherman all those centuries ago. Hear Jesus inviting us, challenging us, questioning us, who do you say that I am? So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, let us strive as Peter did to live that answer with the Apostle's own words echoing in our hearts. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.